The Reverend Dr. Donna Scopper is senior minister at Judson Memorial Church in New York City. Next week brings the 2016 United Nations Climate Conference to Marrakesh, Morocco. And with not a little frustration at how this issue has been sidelined in an election year in this country, Reverend Scopper is on November 15th heading to that conference. And so, Donna, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Why, on the weekend before the national elections, would you give time to talking about climate change?
We suffer from short-term itis in this country, and we rarely get to the longer view. So I'm focusing on climate change because the candidates aren't, and because this is a democracy, and somebody's got to do it.
Donna, you wrote about the issue of climate change in terms of deferred maintenance. I know that's a metaphor that you've used before. I want you to talk a little about what that means, if you would.
Well, we have deferred maintenance of both the infrastructure, the ridiculous dependence we have on fossil fuels, the time to get rid of them and to transition to more renewable energies was a decade ago. And now we're facing what can only be described as a near catastrophe. So what I'm trying to do is to use what I think of as the strongest renewable energy, which is the power of a democratic spirit and people who come together. It's even stronger than the wonderful powers of solar and wind. And we are seeing increases in the way solar and wind are being invested in, are being used, and the way people are dropping out of fossil fuels. And I'm trying to argue that we religious people and spiritual people also talk about our renewable energy and renewing our own hope and our own passion for great democracy.
You write about different approaches and different theologies. Expand on that, if you will.
The theology I'd like to be coming from is a sacramental enchantment one, that we re-sacralize what has been desacralized. That being said, I think there's an enormous amount of darkness and sin floating around in our short-term itis and the way we disregard the great gifts of creation. So I'm afraid that if we don't do some things fairly soon to really make a very much more serious transition to renewables, that we're going to be forced into authoritarian methods. Things will happen that will take away people's power to choose, and we'll end up having to tax gasoline $1 a gallon from the top down. Or we'll end up having to say you can't drive a car without four people in it, because otherwise we won't be able to make the change. That something twice as big as Sandy will happen, and people will wake up and say, oh, my God, it's almost too late. So I'm trying to stay away from that, what I call punishmentalist dark theology, where we really have to confront the evil that we've done to what God gave us. So I'm trying to stick with the sacramental and enchanting and resacralized theology, but as a good progressive, I see darkness ahead.
You know, with the exception of what's going on there, the climate crisis really has been swept from the headlines in the United States. That's not the case in other parts of the world. Isn't that accurate to say?
You know, I covered COP21 last year, and I was overwhelmed and astonished by the beautiful things that are going on in other countries. I think Europe is very much ahead of us, has been for some time. Now, I mean, I met with African women and Indian, you know, country of India, people who were doing enormously important things. And China, believe it or not, is certainly going through the industrial phase where it's not so good, and believe me, it's not good for us. But there's a lot of action in China. And back to my concern about authoritarian moves, it will not surprise me to see China make very large changes very quickly.
Donna, what are your personal goals for making the trip to Marrakesh, and what are your expectations, and what kind of deliveries do you expect experiencing there?
Well, you know, let me just say, I think of myself, you know, obviously primarily as a pastor and a preacher, mm-hmm. and I find that I am mightily fed by what other people think, mm-hmm. and by experiences like Morocco or last year in Paris, or frankly, the United Church of Christ sent me to the International Meeting of Women in 1995 in Beijing, and it changed my life. Mm-hmm. They sent me to the World Parliament of Religions, and it changed my life in 1999. I went to the slow food movement, the first one in Italy with Carlo Petrini, and it changed my life. So my goals are to be as well-educated as I am about hopeful people and hopeful initiatives, and to spread them around so that we get people out of this kind of trench of cynicism into seeing real possibilities, again, spiritually and democratically. We've lost faith in ourselves.
And that transitions into my next question, which kind of comes full circle from where we started. But expand, please, on the spiritual components of environmental stewardship, because from that, as I see it, not only comes a better understanding of our responsibility, but also encouragement and strength for doing what has to be done.
I think the spiritual role is encouragement. It's giving people the capacity to hope, mm-hmm. Especially under the circumstances of utter despair that most people are living in right now. I mean, when you really listen to the conversation about this election, basically people are in major lament. Mm-hmm. Say, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It's not good for people to be in that state. We need to be saying things like, I will not move to Canada. You know, how many times have you heard that?
I've heard it a lot.
You're not going to move to Canada.
Right.
I mean, plus you'll be really lonely there.
Yes.
You know, so what are you going to do? And I think what we want to hear people say is, I'm going to double down. I'm going to find my little project, and I'm going to work the heaven out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to believe that what I do matters, as opposed to thinking that what I do does not matter. Because the people in charge love nothing better than you thinking you don't matter.
You know, Donna, I have the strong feeling that if more people could hear you and understand what you're saying, we would make more progress in dealing with this issue. What is your long-term vision or strategy for increasing attention to this crucial issue?
Well, you know, writing, thinking, talking is my little niche. Certainly creating congregations like Judson, mm-hmm. who are very strong and very hopeful, and where people are capable of acting. I speak of my life mission often as spiritual nurture for public capacity. And I can't say enough about the capable people at Judson Memorial Church doing everything they can.
The Reverend Dr. Donna Scopper is senior minister at Judson Memorial Church in New York City. Right after the election, November 15th, she's heading to Marrakesh for the 2016 United Nations Climate Conference. We'll link to her compelling article about approaching the climate change crisis in new theological ways, and we'll follow her dispatches from Morocco at stateofbelief.com. Donna, safe travels, and thank you so much for being with us again to talk about this critical issue in the lives of all of the people of the world. We always value your presence on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.